I feel better now. I feel better. I don't know about you, but I feel better now. I feel better. Yeah. I'm trying to get comfortable down here. Now, I got to warn you. I typically teach the teenage class, and so I got to get my mind out of the teenager mind. But when I teach the class, I try to apply some principles to help them remember when we study God's word, how to really relate that. Yeah. You know, so bear with me. I call it the four shuns. Hopefully these slides will work. Am I doing this right? All right. Four shuns. Now, before you educators get at me, I know shun's not a word, all right? I know that's not a word. Right. It's something I came up with to help me remember when I study God's word. Okay. Now, the first shun is observation. Observation.
Okay.
Observation. Observation is just that. Who's talking in this passage?
All right.
Who are they talking to? What's the setting? What's the environment like during that time?
Yeah.
That's the first observation. Observation is the first shun. Second shun, interpretation. Simple. What does this passage of scripture mean?
Okay.
That's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. The third shun is where we typically struggle. That's application. How do I apply this particular scripture to my life? Yeah, that's the third shun. Now, if I do all these right, if I do the observation, if I do the interpretation, if I do the application, I should walk away with a better appreciation for God's word. So that's the four shuns. Y'all got it? Y'all got the four shuns? It's going to be a test later. You might want to pay attention. Might be a test later. All right? Four shuns. Observation, interpretation, application, appreciation. Now, I walk when I talk, so I hope these slides work, because I'm not going to use my notes. I got to use these slides. I walk when I talk. So let's look at our text. Second Kings, chapter 5, verse 1. First thing, observation. Who wrote the book of Second Kings? Well, we really don't know. Now, some of the scholars give it to Jeremiah the prophet. What's the setting around 2 Kings? What's the setting? Well, God's chosen people, the Israelites, were disobedient to God. Just like some of us sometimes. Yeah. Disobedient to God. And so God allowed them to go into captivity. Right? So around 722 BC, the Assyrians captured some of the children of Israel. Around 586 BC, the Babylonians captured the rest of the children of Israel. All right, so that's the setting we're working with. All right. So let's go with the text. 2 Kings chapter 5.
All right.
This is the NIV. It says, "Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram."
All right.
He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram.
Uh-huh.
He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. All right, that's the observation. We done the observation part? Now, what I'm going to try to do is the interpretation and the application for time's sake right here. So let's break this down. All right? Naaman, that's our main character, right? He was a commander. What's a commander? Commander is somebody in leadership. He's a supervisor, right? He got people reporting to him.
Right.
He's responsible for people. Some of y'all, yeah, y'all got supervisors on your job.
Right.
Yeah, you got it going on. You in leadership.
Right.
You in management. Some of y'all in senior leadership. Some of y'all own your own business. You're the CFO, the CEO, all kind of olds out there. Yeah, you got it going on. We see you got it going on. You got people responsible for you. That's Naaman. So we can relate to Naaman, right? He was a great man. That's the adjective they use. He's a great man. Great man. Some of y'all are great at what you do. Really good at what you do. You're large and in charge. Yeah. We can relate to Naaman, right? He was in the sight of his master and highly regarded. Why? Because through him, the Lord had given him victory. Some of us got favor with the Lord.
Amen.
God has blessed some of us.
Amen.
God has blessed
Thank
some. I'm trying to do the interpretation and the application at the same time. So y'all work with me. Yeah, God has blessed some of us. He's really blessed. We see you. You coming in, you're suited and booted. You're showered and powered. Yeah. You clean the car before and you pull up and it's all shiny. You're looking good. We see you. We see you. God has been good to you. Come on, it's okay to admit it. God's been good to you. Right, church? God has been good to you. Yeah. He was a valiant soldier. That word valiant, courageous, determined. Some of you, y'all courageous. Y'all determined. Yeah, y'all moving up the corporate ladder. Y'all doing everything y'all need to do. You're persistent. We can relate to Naaman. We can relate to Naaman.
Uh-huh.
That next word, but. He had leprosy. That word but, that's a strange word. It's conjunction. Sometimes you use the preposition, but in this case it's a conjunction. It kind of connects two clauses together, right? It used to connect ideas that typically contrast, right? I don't know about you. Whenever I hear the word but, there's usually something negative on the other side of that but for me. That's just me. I'm only going to speak for me. I don't know about you, but when I hear the word but, there's usually something negative on the other side of that but. Huh? Yeah, let me give you an example. Brother. Ooh, you singing today, brother. Ooh, you helping us, brother. You lifting us up. You doing a good job, Brother Jerry. Ooh, man, keep on. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. But! Yeah. Brother Gary, that was a word this morning, man. You let the Lord use you, boy. You let the Lord use you. The Holy Spirit was working with you today. You gave us a word. You're going to help somebody today. But! Yeah. Say, Brother Pat, you kind of funny. Oh, I'm hilarious. Wait till sister. Oh, I see what you got on, girl. You wearing that thing there. Woo, I see you. Girl, that dress is giving me life, they say. Yeah, you got it going on. Yeah. Back in the day, you ever see something? Back in the day, I could have wore that about 20, 25 years ago. Yeah. Girl, you wearing that thing. We see you. But! Yeah. That's the title of my lesson. Just like Naaman. Everybody got a butt.
All right.
Yeah, just like Naaman. Everybody got a butt. Yeah, you got a butt, I got a butt. What do you mean, Brother Pat? We all got an issue. We all dealing with something.
Amen.
Yeah, we dealing with it. What you mean? You don't know about it. I don't need to know your business.
Amen.
You sure don't need to know my business.
Amen.
But I know we got something. We quote the scripture all the time, right? Romans 3:23, all is sin and falling short of the glory of God. Yeah, we quote that scripture all the time. I'm not talking about that one sin you did when you were 7. And you stole a piece of candy out the store and you repented. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the one in Romans 7, verse number 15 through 20, where the sin you keep doing over and over and over again. That's the butt we talking about. Everybody got a butt.
Amen.
Everybody got a butt.
Right?
Yeah. It's how you deal with your butt. Now, Naaman had a butt.
Amen.
Naaman had a big old butt.
Right.
His butt was leprosy. Yeah, leprosy. That's something. That ain't no small butt there. Leprosy was a contagious disease that affects the skin. It causes discoloration and lumps on the skin. Yeah. You can't sneak up on Naaman's butt. Naaman, you can see that butt from a mile away. You can't sneak up on that kind of butt.
Right.
You know, leprosy actually exists today. I went on Google, and you know, Google anything nowadays, right?
Yeah.
And they had pictures, and some of these pictures were just, I had to pick one that wasn't too gross. You know, that's what leprosy looks like today. As quiet as it's kept, about 200,000 cases of leprosy is diagnosed every year.
It is?
Yeah, most of it African Asia, but yeah, it still exists today.
Right.
Now, in the Old Testament, leprosy was untreatable, right? No cure for leprosy, right? Today we can treat it. We got antibiotics. We got all kind of things that can treat it today. I'm in healthcare, so we got all kind of stuff that can treat it today, right? But back then you didn't have that. Matter of fact, back then, if you had leprosy, if you had this skin disease, if that was your butt, you were isolated.
Right.
You were quarantined, if you will, kind of like what we're doing the coronavirus folks today, right? You were set apart. You couldn't be around the general population if you had leprosy back in the day. Matter of fact, if you were a child of God, if you were one of God's chosen people, if you were an Israelite and had leprosy, when somebody approached you, you had to holler out, unclean, unclean.
Amen.
You had to let them know about your butt. You had to announce your butt. That's the Leviticus chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. Y'all look it up later if you need to, but check my status. Leviticus 13, 45 and 46. You had to announce your butt. Where you going, brother? What if you had to announce your butt? We children of God. We God's chosen people. We Christians, right? What if you had to announce your butt when every time somebody walked up to you? Huh? Ooh, what would that look like? What would that look like? Yeah, let me give an example. These are just examples. Brother, how you doing, brother? Raymond Patch is my name. How you doing, brother? You don't know me. I'm a liar and a thief.
That's right. That's
but I need to borrow about $200. No, we just met. I'm going to pay you back soon. Income tax coming. I'm going to pay you back as soon as income tax coming. Can I borrow $200? What if you had to announce your butt? They said, no, because I announced my butt, right? Yeah. What? You're like, let's see. Let's change the names to protect the innocent here. Let's see. Right. Hey, brother, how you doing? My name is Brother Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
This your lady? Hey, sis, how you doing? How you doing? Brother Harvey Weinstein's my name. I'm a womanizer. I don't treat women well at all, but I just want to come over. Something drew me to you. I want to fellowship with you. I just want to pray with you. Is that okay? Huh? P-R-E-Y, not P-R-A-Y. Yeah, pray with you. What if you had to announce your butt? Huh? You ain't like that one? You ain't like that one? Okay. Hey, brother, how you doing? My name is Brother Jeffrey Epstein is my name. I'm a pedophile. Can you point me in the way of the youth minister? I'd like to sign up for youth. Work with the youth. Yeah, I ain't like that one, huh? Gone too far, huh? Yeah, I went too far with that one. Yeah, that's one of my butts. I go too far sometimes. That's one of my butts. Now you know one of my butts. I yaks my wife. I go too far sometimes. Yeah. Observation.
All right.
Interpretation.
Yeah, all right.
Application. You got a better appreciation, 2 Kings chapter? Yeah, that was just the first verse. Yeah, that was just the first verse. We pulled that out of. Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Let's go to verse 2. It says, now bands from Aram had gone out and taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
Amen.
That's some good stuff there. Let's see if we can glean right here. First off, I see Naaman had a wife.
Right.
Yeah, you think your spouse know about your butt? You think your people that's closest to you, your family and friends, know about your butt issue, know whatever issue you're dealing with? Yeah, you think Naaman's wife knew about his butt?
Right.
You think your family know about your butt?
Yeah.
I know my wife know about. Don't y'all go ask my wife. Don't leave my wife alone. Don't you go ask her nothing about my business. That's one of my butts. You many people in my business. Don't be bothering me. Yeah. Second verse says, she said to her mistress, if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
Right.
Now, Naaman's got an issue. He's got a butt. He got a big old butt, right? And one thing about this, now, she's a servant. What's our theme for this year? Yeah. We servants, right?
What? Amen.
If you think it's okay as a servant, we come along somebody that we know has an issue, that's got a butt problem, and we can help them with their butt.
Right.
Isn't that what servants supposed to do?
Amen.
Are we supposed to help one another?
Amen.
Yeah. So Naaman has a butt problem.
Right.
Here's this little Israelite girl trying to help him with his butt.
Right.
Now, anybody been sick? I mean, sure enough sick. I mean, in pain, hurting, maybe in the hospital.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just sure enough sick. You need a healing. You need to be made whole.
Amen.
You need to find some peace. You need some salvation.
Amen.
You know, when you showed up sick, you go to anybody for some advice.
Right.
Yeah. You're looking for answers. You go to Pookie, Ray Ray Nim, Shaniqua, Shadwa. Now, come on now. Y'all know y'all got a Pookie.
Amen.
Everybody got a Pookie in their family somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll listen to anybody trying to get our butt taken care of. Yeah, we got issues.
Yeah.
And we need some help. When you show no sick, you go someplace looking for that help. Quiet as it's kept, you know, Houston has the largest medical center in the world. People from all over the world come here just for treatment.
That's right.
To get their healing.
That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, the church has been said, we ain't number the hospital full of bunch of sick folk.
Hey, that's what it is.
Coming to get a healing.
Amen.
Yeah, that's
Amen
what
that
it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Y'all see the observation? Interpretation, application, appreciation. Yeah. Everybody's got a butt. Let's see how Naaman handles his. Now, verses 4 through 9, I'm going to summarize. And the reason I did that is if I read it all, I'd be tempted to go through the four shuns and we would never get through this lesson. So I'm going to just summarize what happens through 4 through 9. So 4 through 9, Naaman hears about the prophet in Israel and goes to his boss, the king, and asks, could he go?
Yeah.
The king gives him a letter, says, surely you can go. Naaman mounts up, right? He gets gold and silver and servants and clothes, and he goes down there to Israel, and he presents the letter to the king of Israel and says, I'm here to get my butt taken care of, right? Yeah, I'm summarizing, I'm paraphrasing. I'm here to get my butt taken care of. And so the king reads the letter, and he says, he rips his clothes, and he says, you know, I'm not God. I can't help you with your butt problem. I can't help you with your leprosy. And then Elisha, the prophet, hears about Naaman's plight, and he says, well, send him to me, and that way everybody will know there's a God in Israel. So that's verses 4 through 9. Y'all with me?
Amen.
All right, it's going to be a test on this later. If y'all pay attention.
Amen.
All right, verse 10. Elijah sent a messenger to say to him, go wash yourselves 7 times in the Jordan, and you will be cleansed. Now, we just read about Naaman. He's a great man. He's a valiant man, right? He larger than charge. You got people reporting to him. You know, some of y'all. Yeah, he came all this way. Elijah didn't even go out to him.
Right.
Yeah, can you see that? Look, I can see it happen like this.
A good
thing. Hey, who is it? Naaman's at the door. He came to get his butt handled. He came to get his leprosy cleared. Just go tell him to wash in the Jordan 7 times. I can see him just waving his hand. Just go. Then you come out and talk to him. Just send a messenger. How would that make you feel? How do you think it made Naaman feel? Huh? Well, we don't have to think about it. Let's see what it says. Is it? But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought he would surely come out to me, stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy.
Yeah,
that's what Naaman thought.
Yeah, thought.
Naaman has certain expectations. He thought this was going to happen.
That's right.
Ain't no different than us. We got certain expectations.
Amen.
When it comes to God.
Amen.
Yeah, we set certain expectations on God. And when expectations and reality don't match up, disappointment's in the middle. Yeah, here's the expectation over here, and here's reality over here, and they don't match up, disappointment's in the middle. Naaman's not only disappointed, he get a little angry. Now, he's got the problem.
Right.
He's got the problem. Elisha don't have the problem. He got the problem. He's trying to get his butt handled. And then his pride kicks in. So he got more than one butt now. You know, we thought one butt was, most of us have more than one butt. Yeah, the butt, you know, leprosy is one butt. We can see that one.
Right.
But that pride done popped up out of somewhere now.
Yeah.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, the devil ain't got but 3 bullets in his gun, right? He got the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Yeah, that third one gets us every time. We can see the first two. That third one gets us every time, brothers. Sisters, y'all be quiet. Y'all be sweet. You know, we got egos. We got egos. That pride thing, that trips us up every time.
Amen.
Yeah, trip Naaman up. Yeah. Let's see what happens next. Now, Naaman takes it a step further. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than any of the waters of Israel? Could not washing them be cleansed? So he turned and went away
in a rage.
He mad now. Come all this way, mounted up, silver, gold, clothes, servants. And he still got his butt.
Uh-huh.
He's still dealing with his butt problem.
Right.
Yeah. And look what he said. Something like us. Look. Why I got to go way over there?
Yeah.
I'm passing up all these other rivers. What does that sound like? Anybody we know? Why I got to go way over there to that church?
Well,
you know any churches I pass up? On my way over here to Fifth Ward, I got to come all the way to the Nickel. I live in Pearland. Yeah, you mean I got to come way over here to get my healing?
All right.
To be made whole?
All right.
To find my salvation? To find my peace? I got to come way over here? Name it sound like just, he sound familiar. He sound familiar. Yeah. Let's see what happens next, Naaman. Naaman's servants went to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? Wow, another servant.
Amen.
Another servant.
Amen.
Y'all see it?
Yes.
Another servant.
Amen.
Can walk up to him. But look how he walks up to him. Now this servant been riding with him. You know, he's like, you ain't going to, look, we done come all this way. You better go on over there. No, he said, look, my father. He came to him in humility. Yeah, he said, my father. And he reasoned with him. Everybody, we all need a voice of reason in our life.
Yeah,
you got to, look. Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech be full of grace, seasoned with salt. Now, we know what full of grace means. You know, you got to come with love and kindness when you talk to somebody. Right? You're going to help somebody with their butt issue. You can't walk up to them any kind of way. You got to humble yourself. You got to come with love and kindness. But that's seasoned with salt. And a brother talked about it this morning, Brother Thomas, you know, salt is flavor, right?
Yeah.
But salt in the Old Testament in the first century was used as a preservative. See, when you killed the fatted calf back in the day, you had to eat the whole cow because you had no freezer like Big Mama had to freeze the meat. You had to eat the whole cow or do something to save the meat. Yeah, salt was a preservative. What are you saying, brother? When we speak to one another, we got to speak to you in a way that preserves the relationship.
Amen.
I can't speak to you all kind of crazy and come to you and you put up walls. No. I got to come to you in love and kindness. And I got to speak to you in a way that preserves our relationship.
Amen.
What you mean you going all the way there to that church? Man, I don't see that church nowhere in my Bible. That don't make no sense. Huh? Who that sound like? Anybody we know?
All right.
Let your speech be full of grace. Seasoned with salt.
Amen.
So the servant went to Naaman and said, my father. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times. As the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean, that of a young boy. Naaman finally got his butt held. Yeah, he finally listened. How long it take you to listen? Yeah. Now, what if, that is just my mind, I'm a little strange, but what if, look, I'm a goat, but I ain't going to be happy about it. You know, people like that, they all go with attitude.
Yeah.
I'm a goat, I ain't going to walk 7 times. I'm going to go 4-5 tops.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to dip 4-5 times. You ain't going to get 7 out of me. Huh? What do you think would have happened? Would his butt would have been handled had he not been obedient? Who that sound like? Sound like anybody we know? Sometimes we just got to be obedient.
Amen.
Yeah. We just got to listen to God. We done tried it our way. Young people. Y'all might want to saddle up on the side of some of these older folks and listen to them from time to time. Because trust me, we done tried it our way. Realize our way didn't work. Yeah, we might as well do it God's way. You might as well be obedient to God. Yeah. So, Naaman got his butt handled. He was obedient to God. Sound like we got an Amber Alert going on, huh? Let me see if I can land this plane. I'm gonna end with a story. We all got issues. We all have butts that we need to get taken care of. Yeah, I don't know what your butt is. You don't know what my butt is. I don't want to know what your butt is. You certainly don't want to know what my butt is. But all I know, we got a butt.
Amen.
If you need your butt handled, there's a way to handle your butt. Yeah. Many years ago, there was a young single mother. She had 2 boys. Their dad passed away. The mom remarried. Nice guy, great guy, good provider. Issue is he had a butt. He had a small butt problem.
All right.
He had to have a little drink at the end of the day. You know, he'd go to work all day, come home. You know how they say, just take the edge off. Drink a little something, just take the edge off. You know anybody like that?
Yeah.
Problem with that small butt, our butts tend to grow. Yeah, butts tend to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And in this case, the man's butt got bigger. He ended up with a drinking problem. Yeah, he ended up being an alcoholic. Yeah. And so he realized he had a butt problem. And when you realize you have the butt problem, that's the first step, right?
Amen.
And at first, the 12-step program, you recognize you got a problem.
Amen.
Yeah, he realized he had a butt problem, so he went to look for some help.
Amen.
He ended up at an Alcoholic Anonymous meeting.
Right.
And the meeting goes like this. You know, you get up and you say your name, my name is, and I'm an alcoholic, and you tell your story, right?
That's right.
So after the meeting was over, a man approaches him and sits him down and tries to talk to him a little bit. Now, the man approached him, and his speech was full of grace, and it was seasoned with salt.
All right. Right.
And the man studied with him, and the man obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. His wife obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
His children obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
His children's children obeyed the gospel.
All right.
That man was my dad.
Amen.
That was about 40 years ago.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know about you.
Amen.
I'm so glad he had his butt hand.
Mm.
Changed the trajectory of all my life.
Amen.
If you need to come forward, perhaps you got a butt problem you need to get taken care of.
Amen.
You can do so tonight. You've heard a portion of God's word. You can believe what you heard, repent, confess, be buried in the water grave of baptism.
Amen.
Perhaps you've done those steps. Perhaps you still got an issue you need to deal with. You can still come now front.
That's true.
We can pray with you. We can minister to you. We can help you with that butt issue.
Amen.
We all got them. We all been there.
Amen.
If you're subject to an invitation, you come forward as we stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Amen.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching.